I was reminded of a church I was in not too long ago who I think so understood the need for security among parents and kids and families that they had a very special ministry.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Their church had a lot of single parents, single families in it. They had a very extensive ministry to those single parent families. They had experts in the field who would come occasionally and make sure the single mom's cars were all tuned up and they understood some important things about budgeting. I couldn't help but think that what's happening in that ministry is that this church has become aware that these single parent families have a high need for security.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
What good could possibly come out of this? Have you ever asked that question? In the midst of life's challenges and disappointments, have you ever been challenged with the truth of Scripture that says God can cause all things to work together for good? That'll be a part of our program today as we look for God's blessings in the midst of life's disappointments.
Do you really believe God's blessings can be found and experienced during your deepest disappointments and losses? Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, daily how-tos for loving God and loving others, even in the midst of disappointments. And that's our focus this week with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Where to look when disappointments come? Today, looking for God's blessings. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
Our series this week is focusing on the inevitability of life disappointments. Maybe you've looked back in your life and thought you would be somewhere else than maybe where you are. You maybe thought you would be somewhere differently financially, in a different career, maybe even in a different relationship. Maybe you have been painfully disappointed in all kinds of different ways. In a world of tribulation, the Bible says, where do we look? Our world tends to look almost everywhere else imaginable. Looking in the escaping. Teresa, I happen to remember sitting there the other night as we flipping a few channels, and I'm looking at some of this reality TV, and I'm thinking, if that's reality, we're in trouble. You know, is that not right?
There's a lot of it out there, I'll tell you. It's like we don't have any writers anymore that know how to write a good story. They just have to live off us, I
guess.
Sure.
And so I remember sitting there thinking, there's bound to be countless couch potatoes around the world who are kind of escaping into
vicariously living through somebody else's lot.
Really? And I think a part of that is, again, one of the ways we deal with our disappointments. How do you deal with yours? I sometimes withdraw. I get quiet. Maybe I escape into a book or something. How do you deal with your disappointments?
I escape into the refrigerator.
Yeah, some of us do that, yes.
Or shop.
Yes. And yet one of the things we're going to be exploring today is that one of the places that we can look is we can begin to look very boldly for the blessings of God. In the midst of your disappointments, have you ever thought about looking for the blessings? Sounds a little ironic, and yet across the pages of the Bible, the Christian life seems to be just that, somewhat ironic, looking for the blessings in the midst of life's disappointments. You know, Teresa, as we've journeyed together through our share of those disappointments, it does seem, however, that God has shown up and proven himself really true, that he can bring good out of anything.
I think one of the biggest tests that I faced in this challenge of bringing good out of something that looked so terrible at the time was the first time we had our it was the first time we'd built a home of our very own. It was a brand new house. I knew the builder, so we got to move into it before it closed. And this was during the time that the real estate market was really diving in Austin. I mean, everything was just going kaput. And as it turned out, we couldn't close on that house because he was having some problems. And we had to move. We had to move from this brand new house. We'd lived there probably a month. And on the surface, it looked like death and devastation. But the blessing of God was manyfold in this. The first blessing was he actually moved us around the corner down the street to a house that should have cost us more money than the house we were living in. It was a nicer, better quality house that we got to live in at a discounted price over a year. But more than that surface blessing, I think the one that really just sticks out in my mind so much was the blessing of him knowing that I needed to learn to trust him. Mm-hmm. And it was that, from that disappointment that he showed his hand in my life, to show me I can trust him. He is a God that can be trusted. So out of that disappointment came the blessing of knowing that God can be trusted.
Mm-hmm. How about you? Has life brought you some disappointments? Maybe financially. Maybe they have to do with disappointing health. Maybe the disappointment of relationships that you hoped would work out but haven't. Maybe it's the disappointments of career or where we thought we would be at this stage of life. In the midst of those, God's going to want us, if you will, to look up. Look up and, as the Bible says, come boldly before the throne of God. And it's actually a throne of grace. And in the midst of that throne of grace, look for the blessings of God. We're excited that you've joined us today as we're going to explore this topic, looking in our next segment at one of the other Old Testament saints. Seems interesting that the Old Testament saints, in this case, Jacob is going to be blessed with a wife. Well, as a matter of fact, Teresa, he's going to be blessed with two wives. It's a very interesting story. And in the midst of the blessing, I guess, of those two wives, we find that there is a tremendous disappointment. He ends up with one he didn't think he needed. I'll not even go there. He ends up with a wife he didn't think he needed. But in any way, we won't even go there, right?
Don't know.
And yet, in the midst of that, what we're going to find is that God brings forth huge blessing. In fact, he's going to bring forth through what Jacob thought was probably a mistake. He's going to bring forth the lineage of the Messiah, even Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining us today. And as you do, would you be open to the God of grace bringing forth blessings today in the midst of your life disappointments?
David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. One of the blessings God may have in store for you today can be found on our website, a download on where to look when disappointments come. You'll find it and receive it at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. There you'll also find information on workshops and seminars, Great Commandment Living Conferences, a list of Great Commandment Network of churches that may have a ministry to fit your needs today, and a lot more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Coming up next, we'll take you to a Great Commandment Living Conference with David Ferguson.
He's worked 7 years. Is he disappointed? He is disappointed. You know what old Jacob says?
That's next on Great Commandment Radio. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships, as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. all participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net, or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
I shocked one of our friends just the other day as he shared one of his burdens in his travels. I just said, let's pray right now.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And so we took a few moments over the phone to just pray. There'd be somebody you might just pray with over the phone. Someone that you might get under a burden with this weekend. That's part of what it means to live out the testimony of a God who meets needs. I hope, if nothing else, you caught a little glimpse of who the real God is. He's not going to be watching you all week long trying to catch you doing something wrong. He's going to be a God who's longing to bless you.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
How-tos for loving God and loving others as you love yourself, living out the Great Commandment, even in times of disappointment. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Ever said something like this, "I'm searching for this certain thing around the house, but I don't know where to look first"? The same can be said for looking for God's blessings when disappointment comes. We take you to a Great Commandment Living Conference at New Horizon Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
And at the end of that seventh year, as was their custom, we're going to seal this marriage in the wedding tent as the father brings the bride into the tent and they consummate that marriage. And oh, scheming, lying, cheating Laban in the middle of the night brings him into the tent to consummate a marriage. Not Rachel, but he brings Leah. Now, I don't know what this means, but the Bible says Leah was weak of eyes. Now, I don't know if that means hard to look at. I have no idea what that means. But I think you will agree there is a difference between beautiful of form and face and weak eyes. There is some difference here. And so the Bible says that lo, when it is morning, Jacob declares it is Leah. Now is he disappointed? He's worked 7 years. Is he disappointed? He is disappointed. You know what old Jacob says? "Now, Laban, what must I do for Rachel?" And old Laban, he says, "Seven more." So here we've got Jacob 14 years. 14 years later, he leaves the house of Laban with two wives, Rachel and Leah. Now, how is Jacob going to respond? How is he going to respond? In fact, here he's got two wives, and now his disappointment is not over, men and women. The Bible says, finally, having married Rachel, leaving the house of Laban with two wives, he comes to find that they are both barren. Cannot have children. What's he going to do about that? Now, here's the one thing I want you to realize if you will read the text. There is nowhere in the Scriptures that Jacob is recorded as of going through life angry and bitter at Laban. Now here's what I want to say. Too many of us saints spend too much of our time walking through life angry and bitter at the Labans of our life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one of the ways he does it is to keep you angry and bitter at people in your life who have hurt you, ripped you off, taken advantage of, neglected you, ignored you, betrayed you, in some way hurt you. What we've got is Jacob. Again, has he been hurt by Laban? Has he been cheated by him? And yet, what's Jacob going to do? Here he finds himself 14 years later with two wives, Rachel and Leah, and lo, they are barren. When life's disappointments show up, what God wants us to do is He wants us to turn aside, and He wants us, like Jacob, to begin to wrestle with God and say, God, I'm going to come boldly into Your throne because it's a throne of grace. And I'm coming here in my time of need. And I'm coming here with a promise that says You are able to bring forth good out of anything. And He wants you to come boldly before Him to say, God, I want to see good come out of this.
As strange as this may sound, one of the things you might explore is, could my life purpose possibly be related to some of my painful disappointments? Reflect back on some of the disappointments of your life. Maybe like Jacob and some of the others we've just talked about. And yet, in the midst of those disappointments, a God who can bring good out of anything actually brings powerful life purpose out of them. There's no doubt in my journey with my wife, Teresa, that out of the pain and disappointment of some early years of marriage, and we still have our share of disappointments occasionally, even today, don't we?
We can still wound each other. Yes,
yes.
We can.
In the midst of that, however, the part of the blessing is that God has a purpose for that. Part of His purpose is we can oftentimes share a lot of hope with some people as they come to understand some of the pain and disappointment that we've walked through, and yet God has been found faithful to be a great physician. He's actually brought wonderful good out of some of what we thought was overwhelming pain. How about you? Maybe allow the Spirit of God to reflect back on some of your disappointments, and out of them, a part of the good could be a part of your life purpose. Thanks for joining us today. And in our closing segment, we'll share practical ideas of how you and I can better embrace the blessings of God when disappointment comes.
David Ferguson, if you'd like to find out information about a Great Commandment Living Conference near you, go to our website. There you'll also receive our free download from Great Commandment Radio, tips for experiencing God's blessings, even during times of disappointment. It may be a special gift you need to give to someone you love. Go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. There you can also shop online for resources for marriage, parenting, and much, much more. GreatCommandment.net. That's GreatCommandment.net. Final thoughts with David and Teresa Ferguson right after this. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches.
We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
So parents, maybe look around in the lives of your children for things they might be struggling with alone.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Are they struggling with a certain course, a certain academic field, a certain athletic challenge, a certain relationship? Get under the burden of that. That's support. And in our ministries, let's look maybe this weekend. During our times of worship and Bible study, for people around us, maybe under a burden, and let's not leave them alone. Let's come alongside like Christ had done for us and get under the burden. Just a few simple words at times. Just want you to know I care. Let's take a moment to pray.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments, with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. The old song says, count your blessings, name them one by one, but it's hard to count what you can't find. We continue with some practical tips for finding God's blessings, even when disappointment comes.
I don't know if we have any grandparents in the listening audience, but one of the things that the grandparents here in the studio have learned is that those grandchildren can get almost anything imaginable that they want. I mean, we're just almost looking forward to blessing them in some way.
Yesterday, poor little Ethan, our three-year-old, he was so tired, and our daughter Robin came to pick me up to take me to dinner with them, and he was so tired when he got to my house. They call me Tati. That's my grandmother name. And it's all he wanted to do, and he was just crying. His little heart was breaking. He just wanted to go into Tati's house and lay down and go to sleep. He was so tired. And I told Robin, I said, just let me go. I'll take him in. I don't need to go to dinner. So, you'll do anything to make him happy.
And so when they run into our house, it's not uncommon that they'll come running to the back part of the house, and they're asking of Granddaddy, Granddaddy, where's the candy? Where's the candy?
David has a stash in his closet, and the kids will actually climb up on the drawers, make them stair steps and climb up on the drawers and try to find the candy Granddaddy's got hidden.
And I don't even really like candy, but I found myself, you know, with this huge bag of candy, just want to make sure that I have a few things around to bless the grandchildren.
He rips the restaurants off of all the candy when he goes to the restaurant so the kids will have plenty. Now, not literally.
The reason that we're talking about this, and again, not just to have you grandparents identify with us, but the reason we're talking about this is we really do have a God who's looking forward to blessing us. I want you to just imagine that. In the midst of your life disappointments, and even as little Ethan yesterday was really tired and worn out and disappointed that he couldn't have everything he would like to have had, there's something in the heart of a grandmother that's wanting to give it to him, to bring blessing in the midst of his little life disappointments. We really do have a God like that. He's inclined to bless us. Years ago, some of you may remember, there was a story told about President John Kennedy. So he convened a very important cabinet meeting on this occasion. Bursting through the door was his little son, John Jr. He came running past all these very important people, running up to his dad, to jump in his lap and just sit there. I want you to imagine that picture. What we would consider today is the most powerful man in the world. And yet through the door comes one who feels very, very close to him. Very comfortable just boldly approaching him in order to be blessed by him. You know, the writer of Hebrews in the 4th chapter, the 16th verse, said, let us draw near with confidence, with boldness, to the throne of grace. Would you imagine with me in these closing moments, Christ and a throne? But very interesting, the writer here describes not a throne of judgment, but a throne of grace. A throne where blessings come from. And we're encouraged to draw near, just like little John Jr. came running across to be with his President, Father. The title President obviously didn't really make much difference to little John Jr. He wanted to be near the one who would bless him. Imagine you and I have the privilege to draw near to Jesus, the throne of grace, the throne of unmerited favor, that we might receive mercy and may find grace to help in our time of need. What's your time of need today? Maybe you're at a point of need concerning a relationship in your life. Did you know that God wants to bring some blessing out of that? You may be at a point of need concerning finances, health issues, career choices. Did you know that God wants to bring forth a blessing out of whatever you're walking through? Rather than escape into some of the things that the world would speak to us about today in the midst of disappointments, rather than escaping into the food we've talked about, the materialism, the shopping, the computers, the unreality of TV, why not escape? Why not run into the arms of a Christ who wants to hold you, embrace you, and bless you abundantly? God is longing to bring good, bring blessing on your life today. Would you receive that? Would you receive Him? He's longing for you to embrace Him. It's great to be with you. Thanks for sharing your day with us.
David and Teresa Ferguson back with us on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio. Between now and then, visit our website. We have a free download for you on where to find God's blessings, even in the midst of disappointments. Perhaps you know someone who needs this download. Visit, forward it to them. We're at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. And while you're there, check out resources that can help you better love God and love others in your marriage, family, as a parent or single adult. It's all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. On the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, looking for God's attention when disappointments come.
The psalmist says in Psalms 139:3 that God is caringly involved in all of your ways. You know, when discouragement, disappointment comes, one of the things we want to look for is the attention of God.
Join us tomorrow for Great Commandment Radio.